Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. After a week off, this week we'll be kind of discussing what has happened since the latest episode with both the Denver Nuggets and Las Vegas Golden Knights winning the championships in their respective sports, their first ones ever as a franchise. We'll discuss the NBA draft, which is tonight, I believe, both rounds. Only two rounds, and yeah, we had some a trade last night that we'll discuss about when we get to that, as it also kind of has to do with the NBA draft, as some draft picks were traded and acquired and stuff like that. And then we'll wrap it up with some baseball, talk about the NL Central and who wants to win that division, because as of right now it kind of seems like it's really a four team race. Maybe kind of the past two weeks or so kind of narrowed it down to maybe a three team race, but you know, we're still, I believe, 2.5 to 3 weeks away, maybe 2.5, maybe 3.5, or somewhere in that range, from the All-Star break. And then we got about a little over a month, until the trade deadline. And then, you know, we'll, as teams try and, add talent from, non-contenders and try and make a push those last 2 months for, if not the division, at least a wild card spot and, you know, get themselves a chance to, you know, win the World Series. So, transitioning right into the Nuggets and Golden Knights. We'll do the Golden Knights a little bit first, because it's hockey. I didn't watch a whole lot. I believe I watched game four. Yes, I believe so, because that was in Florida. Or, the Florida Panthers were at home hosting that game. And it was, you know, pretty, for someone that's not watched a whole lot of hockey, that's probably the most hockey I've watched in a long time. It was pretty exciting. You know, we had even after it ended, there was we had a good old fashioned hockey brawl afterwards. I don't really know entirely what the cause and what was that. Just kind of tempers flaring. You know, with a team being down, 3-1 now, and losing kind of a close game like that at home. Maybe in it, because I don't really know. I mean, I don't know hockey a whole lot, but I think there was kind of a lot of penalties and, had power plays and stuff like that. So I don't know if maybe that was the case of why, at the end, Florida, players decided to kind of, brawl afterwards. Which, I mean, they did it during or afterwards as opposed to during, so I don't know how, if anything would have happened, discipline-wise, because it took place after. I don't really know exactly, because I don't follow a whole lot. I try to, and then I kind of, lose, kind of interest, or I just don't understand a whole lot what's going on. So it kind of goes by pretty fast there. That was, I believe, on a Saturday. And then Game 5 was back in Vegas for Game 5. I didn't watch it, doing stuff with, had plans with friends that night, so didn't watch it. But, it turns out I didn't really miss a whole lot, because it was a pretty, high scoring, and it was a blowout. Vegas won that game 9-3 to clinch the Stanley Cup at home, their first ever, like I said, as a franchise. And this is a new franchise. This is their sixth season. So to win it that kind of early on is pretty incredible. But, for an expansion team, I know in, the NHL and MLS, so soccer, they do an expansion draft, and each team has to kind of, each of the teams that's already existing in the league has to put some players up the roster that they can draft for this expansion team and, you know, go from there. So the fact, you know, because, I mean, even in, like, in their first season, I believe they made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. So, and, like, I almost won, I think, you know, I think it was, like, you know, they lost in six games or something like that. So, you know, for a first-year team, that's not really anything to hang your head about. Considering, like, yeah, you just started and, like, you know, having to, like, build a team, you know, chemistry, you know, relationships with your coaching staff and all that stuff in a year to get yourself to that close to all almost win it all in, like, your first year is pretty incredible. That might be, like, I mean, I think maybe, well, I don't know, it might be the fastest a new team has won the championship in hockey. I know in baseball you had the Arizona Diamondbacks were established in 97 as their first year, and they won the World Series in 2001. So in their fourth or fifth. Yeah, I think it's fifth. I'm doing the math right. Fifth. Season of existence, you know. I don't know about, you know, basketball or football off the top of my head, but, you know, to win it, this season is, you know, pretty, you know, remarkable. And then, you know, also, like, with the NBA, it's a pretty quick turnaround. Their NHL draft is next Wednesday and Thursday, so they do it over two nights. I don't know how many rounds. Like, I know NBA does. They do two rounds. They do it all tonight. There's only 58 pits, I believe. So, you know, that's all happening tonight for the NBA draft. And then I think their free agency opens up June 30th. And then I don't know for hockey, because if their draft is next, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, so maybe past 4th of July, maybe, like, around the time MLB has their All-Star break, maybe that's when it starts. So we'll see about that. And then, yeah, so now with the Nuggets, the one I, you know, watched the most of, because it's basketball and I understand basketball a whole lot more than I do hockey. They won in five games. They also clinched, you know, the title at home. You know, Miami, you know, gave it the old college try. You know, they were not the favorites, the clear underdogs. They, you know, there's really no way they should have or could have won. You know, they did win a game at Denver, which was, like, their first, I think, yeah, their first and only home loss, home playoff loss, this, you know, playoff season, or playoffs, I should say. So the fact that they were able to do that is pretty incredible. I mean, coming up as, like, an 8 seed, you know, they lost their first, you know, playing game, had to play a second one at home, you know, against the Bulls. They were down by, like, double digits with, like, less than 4 minutes to go in the fourth. They came back and won that game to make the playoffs as the 8 seed. You know, they beat the number one overall seed, Milwaukee Bucks. They beat the New York Knicks. They beat the defending Eastern Conference champions, Boston Celtics, in 7 games after blowing a 3-0 lead. So, you know, and then they have quite a bit to think about. You know, they had some injuries, and they're kind of a little old in their, you know, backcourt. So, and I think they have, like, a top 20 pick, I believe, in the draft tonight. So, you know, they might try and, you know, draft some kind of guard, kind of bring a little, some youth and, you know, not expensive contract to that, you know, to both their depth chart and, like, you know, the organization to kind of stay under, you know, Lutcher Tats. If they're over it, as of now, I don't know. I don't follow the Heat a whole lot, so I don't know. Unless I, like, yeah, I know, on, like, a national televised game or something like that. Other than, you know, going through the stores, you know, I won't really know what's happening there. But, you know, that's probably their plan, I think, most likely tonight. I mean, we have number one, you know, overall with the Spurs, and, you know, see how that goes from there. So, like, yeah, wrapping up stuff with, like, you know, the Nuggets. So they won the first championship. Nikola Jokic is, you know, declared the finals MVP, or the Michael Jordan finals MVP or something like that, I think it's called. No, it's Bill Russell. Michael Jordan's the regular season MVP, that's it. Because they like named that after last season and stuff like that. I mean, I was wrong. I was right in that I picked the Nuggets. I was wrong in that I thought maybe it would, I thought it would go six games. I mean, I think I had it like five or six games. I probably kind of leaned a little more sit towards six because, you know, kind of wanted to go a little bit longer because it's, you know, the finals. They wanted to end in like five games, but Denver had other plans. And, you know, for them, you know, they probably wanted to end it in five games anyway at home. I mean, you know, if they clinch it on the road, that's not a problem either because, like, you know, you still win regardless. As long as you win four games, it doesn't matter if you win them the last one on the home or away. You know, it still counts for you. But, you know, pretty, you know, everyone kind of did their, everyone did their thing. And, like, you know, them having, I think, Jamal Murray this postseason definitely kind of played, you know, was kind of the difference in their run. As the previous 2 years, he was still recovering from a torn ACL. Because the last time he played a playoff game was those 2020, the 2020 season bubble, playoff bubble type thing that they did in Orlando. And, like, you know, the kind of here made some kind of comparisons between, you know, his performance that playoff in the bubble to now, and, you know, kind of how he's back. And, you know, just having a point guard like that can definitely take, you know, it takes the pressure off of Jokic having to do it all and kind of having to, like, you know, lead more of the offense where, like, you know, with Jamal being there, he can, like, you know, take some of that, help him out, and do a little bit of that, you know, carrying the workload as to, like, you know, like I said, Jokic having to do it all. And, like, whoops, everyone else, you know, stepped up, you know, Aaron Gordon, you know, provided a lot of moments, quality minutes, you know, some good production, Bruce Brown, Christian Brown, trying to run through their roster, Michael Porter Jr., you know, even their backup center, Jeff Green, you know, when Jokic had, you know, had to get, you know, go to the bench for a rest, or I think in game three, he was in some foul trouble, like, he had, like, he got, like, his fifth foul, like, a minute and a half into the fourth quarter and had to, like, you know, sit. I think it was until about, you know, that 3 to 4 minute mark type of in there. Because Miami's kind of started, like, you know, making a little bit of a comeback. So then, you know, you have to put him in there and just, you know, hope that, like, you know, the player is smart enough to, like, try not to commit, you know, a silly foul. Like, don't try and, you know, charge someone or do anything like that, and, you know, trying to just, yeah, like, play smart. Trying to think of who else on that roster. My mind is drawing a blank, but, you know, we'll just say, like, up and down that roster. I don't know if, like, you know, everyone got to play a whole lot, because, like, some of those games trying to became a little close, for comfort for Denver in the end, but, you know, everyone that did play really stepped it up, gave them solid production, and, you know, they won. And, you know, the championship, they had their parade last week. I think, you know, NBA, they usually get their rings that opening night or that first game. So I don't know when the season will start. Officially, they usually start kind of around, you know, it's late October. It's usually around Halloween. Around that time, because they start, like, a week after hockey season, you know, kicks off. Usually, that's what it's been. I'm assuming that's probably what's going to happen this year, too, unless there's, like, you know, any changes or something that was made that I never came across. But, yeah, that's kind of where it's at. And, you know, now, from, you know, the champions being newly crowned to, you know, the start of kind of, like, you know, the next season, or, like, kind of the first step in the next season, you know, is the draft. where they, like, you know, because, like, NFL, they do, like, you know, a draft months after, like, you know, the season ends. It's, like, you know, a good about 2 months or so, you know, after that ends. Just free agency and, like, the new season, like, kind of starts, like, that 1st of March, I believe, type of thing. So, you know, you're kind of able to, like, you know, maybe sign some players. And if you're able to make a, you know, sign one of the top free agents you're looking for, maybe you kind of don't need to draft a player like that. Or, you know, vice versa type of thing, you know. If there's someone you didn't get in the draft, you didn't, like, you know, there's still undrafted free agents you can sign. There's still some free agents, you know. As of now for the NFL, that, you know, teams can sign, you know, and bring some depth to the organization, you know, as they wait the season out, before we get to, like, you know, off-season OTAs and, you know, some, like, summer drills and stuff like that before, you know, preseason games in August, which, I mean, are coming up pretty quick, you know. So, yeah. NBA draft is tonight. Spurs had the number one pick. You know, they're kind of like, oh, we're going to, like, look at our options, but I think, you know, after winning the draft lottery, kind of pretty easy of who they will pick. If they don't, it's going to be kind of be a big what are you thinking type of situation. But it seems like in all likelihood, like, you know, if I were a betting, you know, man, I mean, I do like daily fantasy sports, but that's, you know, pretty much it. Like, I don't do, like, you know, the Vegas betting and all that stuff, because it's, like, you know, cover the spread and over-unders and all that stuff, which is, like, a lot more. I mean, I understand, like, a little bit of it, like, a tiny little bit, but, like, you know, anything more in-depth, I'm like, you lost me there. And like, I do regular fantasy football season, but, like, that's, you know, that's for funsies, you know, just, like, you know, some friendly competition, like, we don't have money on the line or anything like that. Because I've done that, you know, for a couple of years now with, like, no, the past 2 years of family and friends and stuff like that, and then, like, you know, I did with, like, people in college. What would be really fun to do is, like, have it, you know, with the radio station I did at college, you know, and done, like, a fantasy football league with a bunch of those guys, because I think we could have filled, you know, at least a 12-man, you know, league, if not, like, 14. 12 is, like, pretty standard. Like, once you get to, like, 14, it kind of gets a little nuts because, like, there's usually no one to, you know, draft him, like, those later rounds. You're kind of just like, I don't know this person. Sure, their name sounds cool. You know, type of thing. So, like, yeah. So, let's bet, you know, the Spurs to draft, you know, this French phenom, Victor Wembanyama. I hope I said that right. I think I did. Number one. You know, he's out of France. He played, like, kind of the French, I guess, kind of like, I don't know if it's like draft lead or like premier or some kind of like basketball like lead that they have over there. Whoa. Type of thing over there. I don't know. But I think he also he led them to the championship for his team. And he led, like, you know, I think all players in, like, scoring points and rebounds for, I think, the playoffs. Which also Nikola Jokic did, which he's also the first person to do that. In a postseason. So that's kind of, you know, interesting. But, you know, like, if the Spurs don't draft him, it's kind of like, I don't know what they're really doing, because, like, they've drafted, like, you know, some kind of guards, so, like, you know, their backcourt, you know, has some pretty solid young players on there, you know. I don't know about, like, you know, more so, like, their wings and forward positions and stuff like that, but, like, you know, drafting this person as, you know, center gives them, you know, a good you know, leeway to build and kind of jumpstart that, you know, rebuild and, you know, kind of get them into more, like, a playoff intention of, like, you know, what people expect, you know, from that Spurs organization, you know, of what they've done over the past, you know, 25 years, pretty much, at least since, like, Dread Popovich has been coach, which, you know, I think about that time frame, if not like maybe a year or two earlier than that. So they have number one, Charlotte Hornets, at number two. That's kind of where, like, you know, maybe it kind of gets a little exciting of like who they could pick because they have some options, you know. It seems like kind of the two choices that kind of like have been coming up. You know, when you look at mock drafts and, like, you know, analysts and all that stuff, seems to be Brandon Miller. He's a small forward out of Alabama. And then there's I think he's a shooting guard, Scoot Henderson. I don't know. I think he might be out of the G League, I think. I don't know exactly. Top of my head, but I think he's from the G League. As are a couple of the other, you know, top lottery, you know, draft prospects in this draft. So, you know, it kind of depends on, like, you know, what, and then Portland has number three, so, like, what they might do will depend on, like, what Charlotte does at number two, which it seems like, you know, it's kind of up in the air of who they would pick. I guess, like, if it was me, I'd probably draft Miller because, like, you already have, like, LaMelo Ball, and you have, like, another... You have, like, LaMelo Ball at point guard. You have another, like, person at shooting guard. I think he's, more of a point guard, but he plays shooting guard because of, like, LaMelo. So, like, giving a wing player, like, Miller would definitely make more, like, you know, the logical sense in terms of, like, you know, best fit for their team. Is he the better prospect than Henderson? You know, that's, you know, maybe up for debate type of thing, but... In terms of, like, you know, team need, it'd be more so of Miller than Henderson. And then, you know, we have, like I said, Portland at number three, kind of what they will do. Also can kind of, you know, like I said, with, like, you know, what Charlotte does. But they might try and, like, maybe trade that pick, you know, for what I've heard around. It's also a possibility. Because at that point, they'd be a guard. But they're pretty set on guards. With their backcourt of, like, Damian Lillard and Free Simmons, that they, I think, drafted either last year or in 21, but I think it might have been last year. So they might try and, like, you know, maybe see if they can, you know, dangle that pick, and acquire, you know, some, you know, maybe a solid, you know, center or, like, a forward or something that they can use, instead of, like, you know, ending up, you know, too heavily on guards. Because, I mean, they're important, but, like, you kind of know your depth limit. Like, you don't need that many on your roster type of thing. You know, like, a solid three, you know, three or four, maybe, like, three guards and, like, you know, maybe because some small forwards can play, like, you know, shooting guard type of thing or maybe a point guard type of thing, you know, that too. So there's definitely options, you know. And then I don't know the order from there. Because, I mean, they kind of have, like, you know, it kind of can depend on all that and, like, who. Because, I mean, it's a draft. It can be literally crazy. Because, like, last year's, like, draft, like, the number one pick wasn't kind of what was expected. There was, like, thoughts of, like, you know, if they did go over number one overall, like, it wouldn't be that most, you know, bad thing that could happen to Orlando, but it would be kind of more shocking. I don't know if there's, like, you know, because we're trying to, like, in that point where, you know, teams are kind of have to start narrowing down because, like, the draft starts at, like, 7, well, my time, Central Time. I think it's 8, you know, 8 o'clock Eastern Time because I think it's the Nets are hosting it. I think it's in their center, like the Barclays Center type of thing. I'm like, what can happen? I'm trying to let you know, like, another, like, mock draft. This is from CBS because I want to try and get, like, a more up-to-date one because last night we had kind of a, you know, blockbuster trade. We had... Marcus Smart going from Boston to Memphis Grizzlies. to try and give them a little bit of a... Oh, I'll just read it. We got ESPN, we got Boston Celtics, Washington Wizards, and Memphis Grizzlies. Agreed to a three-team trade. This was late last night. Center Kristaps Porzingis goes to the Celtics. Marcus Smart to the Grizzlies, and then Tyus Jones to the Wizards. Memphis is also sending Boston their pick in the draft tonight, the 25th overall, and then Golden State's top four projected first-round pick next year. So that's a pretty good haul for Boston. You know, yes, you give up Marcus Smart, but you do get, you know, a late first-round pick. So you do probably look, you know, add more, kind of add a contract friendly rookie deal, draft like a, you know, a guard. Maybe won't start, but like, you know, can provide some solid minutes as a rookie off the bench and stuff like that. Because you got Kristaps Porzingis, so like the deal a little bit more youthful on that, as their centers are kind of like, one of their, I think their main center was Al Horford, who's like, I believe, 37, 38, somewhere in that range. Robert Williams III missed some of that playoff, kind of late season playoff with an injury. So, like, you know, it allows him to get a little bit younger. I don't know, like, you know, contract-wise how that'll work. I mean, they might, you know, reshape it, you know, and kind of, like, you know, to that, so they can kind of make a little bit space for their, you know, draft tonight and stuff like that in the future. Yeah, and then, you know, so it's like you're going to have, like, a roster of, like, you know, Jason Tatum, Jason Brown, you got Porzingis, and then, you know, next year you get a top four pick protected. So, like, you can add, like, you know, a top, you know, point guard from next year's draft, and, like, it's, again, it'd be a rookie contract, you know, not as expensive as, like, you know, keeping on Marcus Smart or having to extend him type of thing. And, like, you know, Tatum and Brown are still, like, you know, would still be, like, under 27 years old type of thing. So, you know, still way within your championship window. And then Boston sending the 35th pick in the draft to Washington. And then they were sending a forward and then a center, probably some, you know, bench players to Washington. So, you know, there's that happened last night. There was kind of like, I was reading, like, I think it was from, like, you know, reported by ESPN yesterday by, you know, one of their basketball people about, like, that they were kind of looking at, it had, like, the Celtics and Wizards talking as well as, like, the Clippers. And as a possible third team, kind of, like, you know, it says it would have sent Malcolm Brogdon to the Clippers, and 30th pick in the draft to the Wizards, and Porzingis to Celtics. So kind of the same thing. And then, you know, it fell apart, and then they moved towards talking to with Memphis and stuff like that. So who will, you know, provide a little bit of, like, you know, layover as they wait the return of Ja Morant, who got suspended for 25 games for another gun waving incident in a club. I was going to go with this mock draft, and so that's kind of why I was looking last night, but it probably broke a little bit too late at night for them to, like, you know, do more of, like, a, you know, updated draft with, you know, this pit trade. And then it reminds me of, like, another trade. Denver also, they traded pits with Indiana. So they get, I think, a first round pick. It's like, I think it's the 29th pick. So we'll see about, you know, what that helps, but, you know, trying to, let you know, you won a championship, trying to get a late first round pick, you know, trying to add some, you know, contribution, with, like, you know, a rookie contract, you know, save a little bit of money, get some of that, like, you know, maybe provide some minutes off the bench, and do stuff like that. So, yeah. You know, they have, obviously, that Victor Wembanyama, you know, going first, which, I mean, made sense. They have the Henderson at number two going to Charlotte, Brandon Miller to Portland. Okay, and then we got Houston. I mean, it kind of from, like, what I was talking about, like, a lot of the draft, they're saying, kind of, like, one of the main first, you know, entries of the draft will start at, like, number two. I'll let you know who, you know, Charlotte will pick, you know, if they'll do Miller or Henderson, kind of, like, and, like, you know, how that'll definitely kind of shape the draft from there, and all that. And then Houston has number four, Amen Thompson. He's another, he's a twin. They play in the G, they were in the G League last night here and stuff like that. Detroit, Orlando at number six, Indiana at seven. Might, let's see, who do they pick? Dallas, I mean, they're, I mean, along with, I mean, with the, I mean, the Bulls are my favorite team. They don't have a pick at all this year, because of stuff, free agent signing, tampering type of thing, I believe. Because I think Philadelphia also doesn't have a pick either because of that too. But, like, Luka Doncic of the Mavericks is my favorite player, so kind of, like, seeing who they can get to, like, you know, help him out. Because they had Kristaps Porzingis at one point for, like, I think a season, something like that. And it kind of helped. And, like, they have him drafting Derek Lively the second, a center from Duke, who is, like, a name that they pop, I've seen pop up a lot. In terms of that, because of, like, you know, having someone that can, like, you know, ring, protect, you know, block, rebound. Not so much as scoring, but, like, you know, he can make a little bit of scoring. But, I mean, you know, it'd be, you know, more of like that. And kind of stuff like that. Kind of helping Luka. And, like, maybe Kyrie, I don't know if they might re-sign him. It's kind of, like, you know, up in the air, so that they kind of, like, you know, kind of where that starts. And that's, you know, a lot of kind of, like, injury and stuff like that, you know, of, like, who might, you know, do. I don't know if we'll have any, like, draft night trades or anything like that, because that's a big thing in the NFL. I don't know how, you know, I'm trying to think of the word, like, how often it really happens in the NBA. Stuff like that. And, like, yeah, it's a lot of, like, you know, who can happen and what will happen. Because, like, I mean, you just got a lot of, like, you have some teams that, like, Utah has multiple first-round picks. Indiana. Houston. No. Indiana. Nets, Orlando has multiple, stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of teams that have, like, some multiple drafts. So, like, you know, I don't think you can use it for, like, you know, some trades tonight or something like that. So, like you said, it starts at just a lot of, like, you know, we'll see what happens type of thing, because that's kind of how a draft, you know, works. I think it's going to tell me what time. Oh. It's not, but I'm pretty sure that's when it starts. It's, like, you know, 7 Central Time. You know, a lot of intrigue. I might miss the beginning of it. I'm not sure, but, you know. I can definitely, like, you know, I have fancy, you know, technology watching TV, so I can, like, record it and watch it later, so ha 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 ha. Jokes on them. I mean, that's what I did with some of the NBA final games. Like, I miss, you know, the starter, I got back. So I made sure I, like, you know, my TV was recording it, and then, you know, got back and, like, you know, watched it. And, like, when there was a commercial, fast forward, watch, and then, you know, fast forward. So, you know, I got caught up, you know, by, like, halftime type of stuff. So, you know, an intrigue tonight for sure with the draft. I mean, we'll discuss it, you know, next week when, you know, the draft has been set, and we know, we'll know who drafted who and, you know, all that jazz. And transitioning to baseball, I guess, you know, more of the main focus with, like, the NL Central, given the region where I am and stuff like that, that's, like, the main thing. You know, living in Wisconsin, but, like, you know, I'm a diehard Cubs fan, and then, like, there's also, like, we're close enough to, like, Minnesota where, like, you know, you get a lot of Twins fans as well. So, but, like, NL Central, it's wild and crazy. Not what, you know, people expected it to be, you know, more of, like, a two-team race within, like, between the Brewers and Cardinals. Cardinals are in dead last. They're, like, 7 or 8 games behind, somewhere in that range. You got the Cincinnati Reds have won 11 in a row to, you know, take a 1.5 game lead in the division over Milwaukee. My Cubs are 3.5 back, I think, or 3 back, you know, in that range. And then Pittsburgh, who was in first, they've had a rough, like, you know, I would say 2 weeks type of right now, including this week. Losing a lot. They got swept twice at the hands of my Cubs, Cubbies, and then they lost 2 out of 3 to the Brewers, I believe. Or did they get swept by the Brewers as well? They might have. Last weekend, so they fell out. So, you know, it's a lot of intrigue there. Like, the Cubs, we are, I think, 8 of our last 9. You know, 8-10 our last 10 games, or 8-2 our last 10 games, I should say. Rising. With the Cardinals, like, they kind of, like, made a little bit of a run. They don't want, like, a little 2, you know, 3 to 4 game win streak type of thing. And then trying to do, like, a 5 game losing streak or something like that right after. So they tanked pretty hard. Probably, you know, one of the biggest, I guess, shots or disappointments, you know, are kind of like, huh? Like, WTF teams of the season, along with the Mets and Padres. But, like, you know, it's up in the air. And, like, with the Reds, you know, kind of coming in like that, it opens up, you know, more of, like, a trade deadline, you know, aspect of, like, you know, a little bit more pressure on that to, like, having to compete with some, you know, these teams. So it seems like it's probably going to be more of a 3-team race, but not like the 3 teams maybe people thought in the beginning, like, you know, with the Brewers and Cardinals, and then, like, you know, maybe the Cubs with, like, their offseason signing and stuff like that, you know, maybe make a wild card, or maybe they're in, like, the division race for a little bit before kind of, like, falling out and doing it. It may be more of a playoff wild card push and stuff like that. So, you know, it's very interesting there on that point. But, like, it seems like it's probably going to be Cardinals or are out of it, maybe, unless they go on, like, an absolute miracle, you know, run. You know, maybe, like, an 11 or, you know, a double-digit winning streak type of thing, like, you know, like the Reds did. Or currently on right now, I should say, and, you know, to get them back into this race, if not the division, at least the wild card, because, like, last year, this is the second year where, like, you know, there's 3-4 wild card teams, I believe. No, there's 3. There's 3. So, like, there's the 3 division winners, top 2 division winners in each league get a bye to the division round. And then the Nets, those other four play best 2 out of 3 wild card, situation type thing, you know. And then the winner goes to the division round, and then, you know, it's like a regular postseason as usual from there. There's more wild card spots. You know, makes it more interesting, more intrigued. The whole thing. We'll see who wins this division. We got a little bit, month and a half about till the trade deadline, you know, to see how things shape up, you know, because about the All-Star break, then we'll kind of have, like, I guess, you know, the Reds are legit, and, you know, maybe think about maybe they might, because they kind of called up some prospects. I don't know if they might call up some more, maybe try and get, you know, someone in a trade that kind of, like, get them over, and stuff like that. There's possibilities, you know, with the Brewers maybe trading, like, a pitcher and one of their starters. It's just they don't know if maybe having to re-sign or something like that. You know, the Cubs to trade some people as well, or, like, you know, get some people too. So it's a lot of interesting stuff there. And, I mean, yeah, that you have like that, and like the NL West, you have like the Diamondbacks and pretty much Diamondbacks and Dodgers are kind of at the top. You know, San Diego was kind of, you know, hanging around in third, and a lot of stuff like that. But you know, now that we have like the end of hockey, the end of basketball, you know, I can, you know, watch a little bit more. I can watch more baseball. That's gonna be probably a mainstay of, like, you know, our, you know, kind of summer episodes. I might try and think of, like, some other stuff. I kind of want to do some, like, you know, more, like, not that these episodes aren't fun to begin with, you know, but maybe do, like, you know, best sports movies or best sports TV shows and kind of talk about that and stuff like that, or, like, sports, yeah, just, like, sports media and stuff like that, because that was, like, my major in college with a communication with a media studies emphasis. So kind of talking about that and doing stuff like that would, I think, be really fun. You know, we could do a, you know, best, you know, sport move or best movie by sport or something like that, and or best sport athlete type of thing. You know, we could do all kinds of stuff like that, kind of, like, ride us over until that fall when we get basketball and football back going. We'll have playoff baseball and all that stuff. So this has been, you know, a pretty long episode. I mean, it'll be a little bit long, little, you know, shorter than it is right now, because, you know, I gotta go through the editing process, but so that'll cut off, you know, some minutes there, but that's the gist of it is. So, like, yep, next week we'll, you know, analyze, you know, the NBA draft. Both will happen. We might talk about the NHL draft a little bit, like, a little bit. You know, the Blackhawks, who it's, like, I probably follow the most. They have the number one overall pick in that draft, so, and that, you know, kind of talk about it from there. You know, more baseball, I don't think the NBA, like, you know, free agency, you know, season would start yet, so I don't think we would have anything to talk about there. But yeah, that's kind of what I have for next week, and, you know, maybe we'll see what happens, you know, as stuff changes or anything happens breaking that, you know, be newsworthy to discuss. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.